I'd been out that night. Not with the Japanese number. It wasn't considered the thing around San Francisco in those days. We all fraternized a mile a minute, but in private. No, I'd been out to see a show. Good show, too. Babes in Toyland by Victor Herbert. The Metropolitan Opera Company was at the Opera House doing Carmen with Caruso. I tried to get in, but they were sold out, so I went to Babes in Toyland, and that's where I met the Japanese bimbo. Around 1 a.m. I was ready to get to it, so we checked into one of my little hides on the Barbary Coast, and there we were, having at it, when it happened. 5:30 a.m., April 18th, 1906. I lost the Japanese broad right away, never saw her again. These two big grimy cops grabbed me, and we pulled people, living and dead and in between, out of the fallen-down houses, and oh, listen to this, you'll love it, when we saw a man sitting on a trunk. A little dark fat man, shiny face, and he was dressed in a long nightgown and holding onto a big alarm clock and a gold watch and chain in one hand, and in the other hand a pitch pipe, and what do you think he was doing? He was vocalizing. I don't mean singing, I mean vocalizing, scales and exercises and so on. Well, nobody paid much attention because all kinds of people were doing all kinds of crazy things, but a fireman and I walked over and I saw right away that it was Caruso. That's right. Enrico Caruso, the most famous tenor in the world. And it turned out not only was he scared shitless, he thought maybe the earthquake might have ruined his voice, so he was sitting there, trying it out. Well, it hadn't ruined his voice. If anything, it probably made it better. I'll bet he found high notes in it that night that hadn't ever been there before. So we took Signor Caruso along till we found a police captain. I told the captain who this was. I had to pick a captain who'd never heard of Caruso. He'd heard of me, though. So he took my word for it that this roly-poly man in his nightgown, crying like a baby, was one of the most important people in the world and had better be looked after. I heard later that he'd had to keep identifying himself all day till he got out on the Oakland ferry by singing a few bars every time. I ran into him, Caruso, a couple of times after that. One night in New York, I went backstage and introduced myself and talked about that night. He didn't remember me at all. I don't think he remembered much about that night, either. He went on for years and years after that. He didn't die until 1921. But he never set foot in San Francisco again. Never. Whenever the Met came, it came without him.